Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
America's
to the chase.
I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Good morning, guys. It's Tim Heidecker here. It's Thursday, September 28th, 2023. Live from Glendale, California. Gotta get my levels here. It's a little loud in my head. We got a stack. I'm gonna do the show eyes closed today. See if that changes anything about my thought process, the way my brain grabs thoughts and transmits them to you. I think it'll be exciting to see what happens. Vic, confirm good idea or bad idea.
I'd be up for that. I support that.
All right. They're open. If you think something is good, then I'm going to bail on it right away.
I know good things when I hear them.
What should we do?
You need the wings!
What should we do?
You need the wings!
Wow. Vic? You're Vic. You're Doug.
I'm Doug.
Doug, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And of course, Victor Berger the Fourth is here with the biggest headphones I've ever seen. You look like the fly.
All right. Speaking of flying,
put those
things
over your eyes. You look like
no,
the fly.
I'm happy to be here.
it's like Jeff Goldblum got in the. In that transporter thing with a fly and Axl Rose with that hat on, that bandana.
I'm going to start doing the, what's the guy's name from Poison? Brett Michaels.
Michaels.
I'm going to put the cowboy hat over top the bandana.
That's great. We have it. Here, take it. Where? Take the cowboy hat, the rainbow cowboy hat.
I got headphones on, though.
Okay.
Can't fit over the hat.
Captain Carlin is with us and...
Yellow.
We also want to welcome a brand new intern.
That is the captain of Alton.
What an entrance.
Hardship account.
What perfect timing. And should I scold him right away? That's not nice on his first day.
Well.
I don't think so. Joseph?
Yeah, we have the Vic Vision camera, too.
Nice to see you. Nice, to, good
not
to be
easier.
Here.
Thank you.
And thank you, Joseph. Welcome aboard.
Give it up for Joseph.
Get back in there and get on the mic, because we'll just ask you a couple of questions real quick. Wes?
Not before you get one more coffee.
Let me get a sip in me. Joseph, you're coming in from Temple University?
Wow.
And are you in the Philadelphia area? Is that where you're from? Is that your...
Yeah. I'm from the suburbs right outside of Philly. Mainline area.
Go for it. Yeah. Mainline it, right? Everybody?
Yeah, mainline it.
Get in there.
Right on the outskirts of Delco. So,
okay.
A lot of interesting characters.
And how are you enjoying Los Angeles so far? How long have you been out here?
I've been here about a month now, and I will say I've been here once before, but, you know, just living here, driving here, you know, you can't beat the weather, obviously, but it's a whole different world. So
there you go. It's a whole different world. A whole new world. Well, Joseph, thank you for being here. We hope you stay for a long, long time. At the intern level. All right, back to the big show. We have two guests today, and I'm trying to see who I should interview. If you silently, the both of you,
one, two,
put a finger up for what order you think I should introduce you in. Okay. Oh, fair enough. Yeah. We'll do it that way.
Wow.
First of all, from... This guy might as well be considered Robert Bob Woodward. Is a legendary political reporter, friend of the show, now running a big part of Semaphore, formerly of the Washington Post, political news junkie, news hound. news junkie, blogster, and writer, a great thinker on politics, Dave Weigel, old friend of the show. Dave, great to be in your presence.
It's good to be here. Thank you for all the titles.
The reason Dave is here is, first of all, for him to elucidate us on the, is that a word, elucidate?
It is. I remember you asked me that 4 years ago, and I still don't know if it's a real word.
He is here for the GOP debate last night, so he was out here up in Simi Valley at the presidential Reagan Library, and he's going to have lots of takes, and we're going to get into it, but he's not the main event. Not by a long shot, Dave.
I respect that. I know my place.
Because the one and only, the great Megan Statler is here with us.
Oh. Stalter.
Fucking A. Can I get... That's not fair.
I'm having a hard time gathering my thoughts.
Stalter.
The elephant.
This
is
not what you told me.
I thought that this was a one-on-one interview.
Oh, shit.
And it seems like the whole family was invited. Nothing against you, Dave.
No, we were a little worried about how well you're going to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great first opportunity for you.
There was a lot of things I wanted to talk about. Sex, love, and everything in between.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, it's the boys' club.
Well,
I might as well be in a brawl, in a hula skirt, and just walk around serving everyone drinks, right, Dave?
Dave, do you need something? We'll get you some from the kitchen?
I'm fine. I have the sweetest coffee I've ever drank. I'm just going to keep sucking on that when things get awkward.
I asked Matt to clarify that we would have some people on. And
you
if
didn't
that,
say, yeah, that's yeah. okay.
Okay, sorry. Well, do you want to move past that, or do you want to...
Absolutely. Let's move past it. I'm having fun. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
Dave, I think you're awesome. I'm excited to... Are you going to ask a question that we both answer and kind of see who...
Oh, no. I'll manage this like any old talk show.
Okay.
I'll direct things to... But I'd love to hear your thoughts on the debate. I know you watched it last night.
It's awesome. I have to think about it I had a great time
Did
watching
it. Did you get to... You woke up early and watched it?
Yeah, on YouTube.
Because last night was a little wild.
I'm a little bit... Tim is kidding. I mean, I'm a little hungover.
Yeah.
Had a lot of lemon drop shots last night. We did an amazing show.
Talk about what it was like to get to perform on the same stage with me.
Oh, my God. Well, you came out and everyone was so excited. And then I guess I was kind of like a surprise guest because when I came out, everyone started to go, oh, my
it
God.
Was insane.
So
it
I was insane. Oh, my God. She's here. She's here. And they kind of had to usher you to the back like faster because you were right before me.
Well, what we're going to do is I've got your full set recorded from last night. So we're going to play that.
No, we don't need to play it, though.
That's really good fan video from the back. And you could see the whole show.
No one attacked me, and nothing crazy happened, so we don't need to play it, because I think people know my stand-up, and that's not what today's about. You know that, T.
Well, we're going to put it out on Patreon. We're going to put Meg's... You can laugh. Look at you. You're stifling laughter.
No, I'm not. I'm a big laugher, so I'm going to let the laughs free when I have them. But Tim did an amazing job last night, and it's not your fault that people were just surprised I was there, because I think you had such an amazing set, but then the surprise element of me being there. Oh my
well,
God,
you were
I
on the bill. My only question was, you were on the bill, so the surprise was a little.
I think it was a surprise. Is she going to show up? Because she might be strike's almost over, and people, some things got to, you know, oh, you could film that. Some big Hollywood thing. So I think people thought I was filming something.
Right. As soon as the strike ends, you're back to work.
I'm back on set as Tuesday. I think I'm going back on set on Tuesday.
Well, the SAG strike is still going.
Yeah, but I think on Monday they're meeting.
Okay.
So on Tuesday, I think
they've
I'm going
back scheduled
on set.
You.
So I've got new curlers for that. But you did such an amazing job last night. I think you were just such a funny guy. And I just think the surprise.
Despite the reaction from the audience.
No, they loved your set. I think they just were so surprised that I actually can make the show.
This was established. Dave, you okay?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're off the hook for a little bit because we've got a lot to get into.
Well, how was your show last night, Dave?
I was barely part of it. I just was in a tent next to the graves of Ronald and Nancy Reagan listening to Republican candidates yell at each other.
So this is
interesting.
Did you interview anybody after the show?
Not the candidates.
Or were you just loafing around?
Like the Trump would send a bunch. He did this the last debate. He sent Don Jr., he sent Carrie Lake to both. You met her, in Milwaukee. There were fewer this time, but they all just kind of show up and make fun of how they make fun of everyone there. Like, yeah, it's not really a two-man race. It's their message started to be like, these guys are just hurting Donald Trump, our inevitable nominee, next president. They should really back off and drop out now.
Right.
That was their message. And they were mocking everybody. I talked to them, talked to the other campaign folks. If you've seen the way the spin room is work, like there's the most fun to me is always the reporters who came from Finland or Israel, like the foreign reporters who will sometimes just ask like a weird existential question, like, why are you running?
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll like, hey, I didn't understand your answer on Ukraine, which made no sense. And whereas the campaign doesn't understand it either.
They're right.
Like, oh, we didn't arrest there'd be a follow up. No, wait, no, what no. are we gonna do with Ukraine?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
So they're asking the
why
hard
am
stuff.
I running? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. That was fun.
We can make liberals cry again.
This is like music to my ears because I'm a political girl.
I was going
to
say, you know it all, right?
I'm like I'm a politic queen.
Like, what is the last, what are your thoughts on these polls?
I think that everyone needs to do it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I'm such a big politic queen.
Yeah.
People were calling me that on Twitter.
Oh.
Well, that's why you're like, that's why you do these fundraisers we did last night. And we're very involved with the DSA and the Teamsters. Mm-hmm. Meg and I were... Is it Meg or Megan? Because I've been calling you Meg privately.
Well, I like Meg privately and then Megan.
Megan professionally.
Sort of, yeah, but so please stop calling me Meg on
this
air.
Is professional.
Yeah. Not like our dinner the other night.
No.
When we ordered too many crab legs.
There really were.
Yeah.
What did you raise money for?
I don't even know. What was it, cancer research?
So I think that it's funny because when you're doing a fundraiser, it's like, we'll just give them the money.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't, yeah. It doesn't
I think
really
it was the DSA,
I mean, yeah.
And it was also, it was a charity for the Democratic Socialists of America. But it was also for the Teamsters. You know what? It was strike adjacent.
It was for the NBA.
For the Emmys.
It was for the Emmys.
It was an
the NBA.
It was for the NBA and the Emmys and the WGA. And it's kind of just they're splitting it all up between those groups.
There was a fund to help pay for more Emmys.
And bring the Emmys back.
Yeah, bring the Emmys back. Do you get an Emmy? Just for being...
Did I get one or do I get one?
Will you get one?
No, I haven't got one, and yes, I will.
There she is. That's that's like Vivek.
Would you rather get a Golden Globe or an Emmy?
Vivek. Well, I think the Golden Globes are a crock.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like they're kind of... That's like a scam.
Yeah.
So then I guess an Emmy, but I'm never winning anything. I'm blacklisted, man. I don't get anything.
Hey, don't talk about my friend like that.
Excuse me.
Why are you blacklisted, Tim?
Well, let me take a call real quick, because for all we know, we're not on the air. So we need confirmation on that. Hello, welcome to the office hours. Who am I speaking with?
Luke. In Tucson.
Hello. What's up, y'all? It's Luke.
Hello, everybody. This is,
I know you can hear me.
Already broken.
I was trying to play some intro music.
Yes? Now?
Yeah, we're good for you. All what right, can I help you with? This is a good-looking guy, Luke.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hey, I just wanted to, with the people that are in the room here, you all really made the pandemic for me, Meg. I know you came up during it.
It's Megan.
Sorry, professionally. I corrected myself now.
Okay, go through the list.
You really did change things. You made things really happy. You sent my friend who was going through a divorce a really funny cameo that gave her a big boost. So thanks for everything.
And how can we find you on Cameo, Megan?
I think, first of all, I want to say, is your name Mr. Luke or is it Mr. Bird? Because there's a lot of birds behind you.
Yeah.
It's a great point that you can either one work. Professionally, Mr. Bird.
Yes, there was a time in my life where I was on Cameo. And I would love to come back if I, you know, if you feel, do you guys think that people would want me to?
Well, I know my friend Molly would appreciate it.
And it meant a lot to Molly.
I need more than just Molly, though, because I think once you open the account, if people aren't buying them, it's humiliating.
All right.
There have to be tens of people getting divorces that could make it worth your while.
That really does mean a lot to me. And I want to be earnest for a second and say thank you. You got and Molly got me through the pandemic because
now,
it was really fun
buy.
To make the...
That I don't buy.
One other thing I just wanted to ask too, Tim, I know you came up a Catholic boy. I did too. Did you know that the band Smash Mouth got their name from the Old Testament?
No. Mm. Thank you for calling in, though.
You can find them. It's in Somebody Once Told Me.
Wow.
What was it?
I missed the pun.
Luke, well,
Wait, I don't. So I didn't wait, get
the
it.
You're saying that it, they didn't get it from the Bible?
They did get it from the Bible. You can find the quote in Psalm. Body wants.
No, so I'm saying you're doing a joke. So now I'm thinking you're lying.
It's a bit of both.
Yeah. And we have a new policy on this show, by the way. And this is sort of in reaction to the big New Yorker story about Hasan Minhaj, is that we are required now, by the because of the new law, the comedy laws, the pledge we took is that any story we tell mm-hmm. will be true. And if it's not true, we will acknowledge where the embellishments are.
That's why I'm freaking out.
I know, because it's like, maybe he didn't get the note.
Yeah, and to lie about the Bible. I'm like, would God, he, him, like that?
Well, also, they got their name, but the word smash mouth isn't in the Old Testament.
So you're just saying about the psalm part?
You can translate it.
It's in that particular psalm.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right, well, thank you, and good luck to you with everything else.
Thank you. Same to you all. Appreciate it. Also, hey, Dave.
Hello.
Did Dave help you get through the pandemic, by the way?
Dave did. Dave gave me the good news every day that didn't put me completely on edge.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. That was the news that did that.
Dave's the voice
really
of reason.
I don't really take credit, but thank you.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yes, thank you.
I'm thank so confused you, Anthony if it Weiner. Was a pun or... Is he just saying the psalm part's the pun?
I'm going to call you later today and walk you through it.
You'll get it.
I just think like they did get their name from the Bible, but also you're saying that somebody, psalm.
Psalm. All so he has is the word psalm.
But that's my question. Is that
that's
the only
pun?
Doug, I need you to punch this up. There must be something else there.
Work. You can't just, the body part needs to fit into the joke too.
Sir. Well, that's what I'm thinking. I get the psalm part. Of course I do.
Sure.
Of course.
You got that right away.
But I'm thinking somebody once told me, you know, I think it's just the psalm part you're saying that's the pun, right?
I think you guys will get this in a couple of days. It's one of those things that.
Oh,
really
we feels. Get it. Oh, how dare you?
I can't stress enough that I get the psalm part.
Yeah, yes.
I'm asking, is there any truth to them finding their name in the Bible? No. Okay, so we just were told a lie. Because I started going, oh my God, that's
yeah, I didn't
cool.
know that.
You know?
Cool. Yeah. Hook, line, and sinker. And I agree with Megan that the idea that we don't get it and then in a couple days it'll come to us.
It'll come back to us. Maybe when you're sleeping tonight, you'll think about it.
Yeah, I wasn't born last week, pal.
You'll in the shower or something like that. It doesn't have to be in a couple of days. It could be today. You just need
all right, I'm done with Doug.
I actually
Tucson.
Think you'll get what we're saying later in the shower, Doug.
Doug, do you know my
Luke,
Tucson pun?
Luke oh, Luke. Tucson. His Luke. Name, my name is Doug.
I said Doug because you said Doug. I was like, I guess his name's Doug.
But guess what? Our sound guy, Luke, is from Arizona. So now I'm lost.
So there's two Lukes and there's one Doug.
Hey, Luke, songs. Why don't you go back to Tatooine, will you? Get the hell out of here.
Ow.
Actually, Tucson came from the Bible, too. Tucson.
Two psalms.
See, that works because that's like probably a real.
Yeah,
verse.
And also you didn't have a big fat lie that went along with it.
Well, that was a lie too.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box. Plus 20% off your next box. That's code OfficeHours50 at factormeals.com/OfficeHours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
How about a City of the Day palate cleanser?
Fair enough.
Bye, Luke.
Bye, Luke. We love you and we appreciate you. And we know that you like the little sparring we all do. It's fun. City of the Day. Oh, shit, I gotta do some work here. Hold on. Variety of the Day is sponsored by. Oh God.
I moved it down on the page.
Is that it? City of the Day is sponsored by ChatGTP. Ever
Chat?
ChatGTP. That's our new sponsor. Ever since you were potty trained, you've been wiping with your own hand. I can't do it. Ever since you were potty trained, you've been wiping with your own hand. Aren't you sick of it? Now there's a better way. Introducing ChatGTP, the AI wiping system of the future that makes toilet time easy. After you lay down a steaming coiler.
What?
I truly, sometimes I read these, sometimes I don't. Tonight, today. After you lay down a steaming coiler, simply stand up and an electronic eye will scan your rump for.
David's dying over this.
I know, this is.
I just hadn't heard coiler before.
This is elementary boys' locker room humor. All right, I'm going to try again. Can I get another take here? Now, talk about cutting things out of the show. Let's get. After you lay down a steaming coiler, simply stand up and an electronic eye will scan your rump for skids and berries. Once the soil, I hope you're cutting the Weigel over here. He's losing it.
You said this is a boys club, is that your take? Yeah. I'm a
Once the soiled area has been identified, once the soiled areas have been identified, a silicone robotic arm will grab the perfect amount of TP and gently wipe the cheeks and crack with nano precision. Once you're clean, you can pull up your pants and start your day. No need to even wash your hands. The coolest part, the voice of William Shatner will soothe you through the whole process. Order now and get a free Bid AI attachment and take your cleanliness to the next level. ChatGTP, available exclusively at newegg.com/wipemeupscotty.
It's not that gross. It kind of is a good idea.
It's actually a good idea.
I had a jingle made.
Oh, sorry. You didn't tell me in the doc.
Not the dumbest AI idea either.
Go ahead, Doug.
Hold on.
My robotic arm is helping me wipe. In a high tech toilet, I'm feeling so hype. William Shatner voices like a symphony. Calming my nerves, making me feel productive, you see.
For full access to Uber Duck, sign up for our premium plan.
I had an AI.
That's
amazing.
That's AI. All right, I'm for
That's
AI.
A good rapper, though.
Phil? Oh. Phil's our city of the day today, I believe.
We got Phil?
Hey, everybody. How's everyone doing? Good to see you guys. Thanks for having me on as the city of the day.
I got some slapback from you, Phil. Can you should know by now, this is 3-4 years of you doing the show, and I'm hearing your voice doubled.
Please do it.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Hang on just a second. Maybe I can, I don't know if I can fix it. I'm kind of like in a bind right now. Zoom.
I know, that was perfect, though.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me okay? Because I'm kind of limited as to what I can do here.
Why?
Anyway, the city of the day is Glendale because I am in Glendale right now.
You are?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me, in fact? I don't know.
Yeah, we can hear you. We just can't see you. I don't
know
what's going on.
How close to the studio are you?
I'm very, very close. Doug, you can't hear me?
Where are you?
Doug, can you hear my voice?
Using a flashlight.
Maybe if you can follow my voice, you can see where I'm at there in the studio.
He's saying he's inside the studio right now.
He's behind you?
Wait, what?
Maybe you want a cold and warm?
Can you hear me? Look over to your right shoulder, maybe. It's all black where I'm at. I can't see a thing.
Open the curtains there.
Maybe try from the other side?
No, you're cold there.
Try the other side of the curtain there.
Here?
Yeah, pull it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
There I am.
That sent a chill down my spine.
Now I need the longer headphones. No,
wow.
This is insane. How
just
does
it slide all the way from the left? Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God. Wow. That is...
Oh, there's Megan. I can see Megan there.
That is scary. It's sending a chill down up and down.
I don't like it.
I didn't know.
Wait,
like that
you're in my wall?
Hey, Dave.
Hello.
Dave, are you scared?
Oh, not now. Now that it's been revealed. This seems normal.
Get the fuck out of my house!
Hey, get
out of my house, dude!
Wait, we'll just cover him back
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, cover him back up.
No, don't cover it up.
I mean,
boy.
He's staring at me.
If you're doing the old hiding in the painting thing, you don't want to let us know you're in there, right? You want it to be more... The whole point of it is to, like...
And there's also a curtain in front of you the whole
time. There's a curtain so you couldn't see us until the big reveal.
How long was he there?
Well, the unfortunate part is I'm kind of trapped back here.
Wait, what's that, Phil?
Unfortunately, I'm kind of trapped back here. I'm starting a new business... where I'm installing these in people's homes and offices and so you can observe. And, I'm working with my partner, Carlos, and there was no trap door or anything here built in, so I just kind of had him wall me back in the back here, but I can't get out.
I mean, I know the architecture here a little bit. It's basically just like... That's a wall with some 2x4s, so it can't be more than like, I don't know, a foot and a half or something of space back there. And how did you get in? Can't you get out the way you got in?
Carlos cut the opening, but then I had him seal it back up.
It feels like you would choose a different part of the wall to be able to see us.
I would think so too.
Well, right? Like probably behind you.
Yeah
like in one of these portraits here. Yeah. Well,
I've been here for 2 days.
Well, it must smell great back there.
Ew!
You know what he's doing.
Gross! Yuck!
Well, maybe he's not eating.
Maybe he's got Shaq's ETP.
Well, we have a bit of a mouse problem. Are you have any interference from any mice in the walls?
You've got a big infestation going on back here, for sure. I can tell you that. But at any rate, I'm trying to install these, and be happy to leave this as a permanent installment as long as I can get out. But it's a great way to look in on conversations. And
yeah, nobody wants that, Phil. I mean, maybe sick people do, but and there's certainly a market for that. I mean, there's a lot of sickos out there. Phil, we gotta go, but as soon as the show's over, I'm gonna call 911 and figure out a way to get you out. Okay, just hang tight.
I'll be watching the show.
Close that curtain. I'm done. Bye bye.
Leave it open so I can watch.
No, I don't think so, buddy.
Give me a little crack.
No, get him closed. Close it down. I don't want him to see the show. I don't want him looking at Megan.
He was looking down my jeans. I could tell the way he was looking.
It's mental.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Phil. Good luck. Wow.
Well,
I don't want to spoil stuff and make it feel like maybe this doesn't need to be discussed. And I don't know if anyone's going to believe me, but again, we did sign the pledge.
Right.
What I say is true unless I have to acknowledge embellishments.
It has to be true.
It has to be true. I didn't know that. I didn't know anything about that bit. Matt, can you confirm?
No one knew except me and Wes.
Oh, I believe you 100%.
Fucking good bit.
I know that at first I wasn't smiling. It was because I was scared because I was like, how did he get here?
Yeah.
And I don't know him as well as y'all.
No, you don't.
So if I, for me, that was a stranger was in the room looking at
and
down my
jeans. Maybe what should have happened is Matt should have sidebarred you and said, listen, I know you don't know the show that well, right?
Another fail. Sorry.
So many guys in here, I don't even know where they all are. Is there any guys behind that curtain?
I know. Can everybody come out if there's anybody else here?
I just like to know yourselves. How many are in the room looking at me.
Well, I'm sorry. All I can do is apologize.
How could you be sorry if you didn't even know?
I'm responsible for this ship. I know he thinks he's Captain Carlin, but I am responsible. I'm Admiral. I am Chief of Staff.
Why would you keep that from Captain Tim? Why would you keep a secret like that from Captain Tim? He should know who's on the ship.
True.
I have no excuse.
Yeah. You know what's funny is now? And Dave, this is a nice segue. Nobody can apologize anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What, instead, they just explain themselves, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or say it's a conspiracy. I mean, you had Menendez.
Oh yeah.
I'm so oh yeah. I blame sorry. Phil. It's Phil's
he
fault.
Blamed, yeah. I think, anti-Latino discrimination for him having gold bars throughout his house.
Yeah.
Another good use of wall space from him. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
this
did he have
is,
it?
This is more fun, but
did he have it stashed in
all sorts of places? It's one of those, you know, like, indictments are fun. I didn't appreciate that until the last 5 years when every news story is, somebody else got indicted.
Yeah.
But they're really good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I have fun writing what I write, but if, like, lawyers, you can just, like, guess what? We searched the guy's whole house and here's what we found. Good stuff.
It just seems wacky that a lot of these things are, that there's a mindset that these things are, like, coordinated and planned, and that the idea is to get somebody to for political reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that's how the world works. Like all these people, all these like, you know, 9-to-5 or Justice Department, wherever it is, they're like, right? It's they're just like doing their job, but maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I mean, it worked so, he lost, I guess, but it worked so well for Trump for so long, and once somebody gets away with that take.
Yeah.
And that, why would you not? I mean, even, I think...
Wait, did you just come from the future and say that Trump lost?
Oh, he lost the last time.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
He lost last time.
Do you think that politicians are basically actors, comedians, performers?
More and more.
Really
every
good
time,
question.
You know? Like,
so you're
every
better
time,
at this than I am.
Every
good
time one of them loses...
I'll give you a hug. I want to give you a hug, because I thought that was...
Ow! Ow, he's pinching me!
Excuse me. I thought that was so great.
That was a good segue, thank you.
I'm proud of you for doing that, for stepping up.
I felt like the hug was nice and you started pinching my back.
I didn't pinch anybody.
Ow. Really, really rough.
That's a good question, Dave.
I was just saying, every time one of the normal ones loses, a guy who's just like a good lawyer who then became a politician, they're replaced by a guy who just wants to go on TV, wants to go on Rumble and just talk about their grievances. Get a big blow up of like Hunter Biden naked. There's a lot of those blow ups.
You should give Dave
around.
A hug too. Yeah.
I will when he says something actually smart.
Oh yeah. Oh.
But the first, I mean, the first was the guy you were sitting next to last night, the dead guy.
Oh, Reagan?
Reagan, first like Hollywood guy.
Yeah, he's the first, the original made for TV. Yeah.
But now it's just normal people who like have, you know, mid-level reality show charisma, but then they'll get elected to the House, and then all it's hard to tell what they're doing apart from just owning people, like on with their tweets, etc. And I don't know, that trend is not reversing. Like I'll talk to the normal the 20 normal guys left. They're kind of sad about it. There is like
who's the most normal person up on that stage last night, in your opinion?
Oh, the governor of North Dakota. You can't not.
Burgum.
Yeah. It's the most normal state. He just was losing it because he would say, "Hey, I have the resume. All you people say you like. Why are you not paying attention to me? I got rich in business. I was a governor. Doesn't that matter?" And the answer is not really. I don't really care about that anymore.
What about having them take improv classes?
Could that be some helpful? Of them have.
That's a really good
or
idea.
Or an acting coach.
No, some they won't talk about it. It's embarrassing, but many of these guys have just take it. Like get those basic skills so that when you're in a TV debate and they're laughing at you or something. Or how do you... Like, some people just can't, like, tell a story very well, so they'll pick up that.
Oh, like a storytelling class?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Moth.
Wait, I have
They will never admit it. It's like, they would admit, like, various drug addictions before they would admit, like, they took an acting class, but they've done it.
I have a huge reveal.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, this is exactly where I need to say this, because I've been holding it back for years. I took a improv class before he was kind of a politician person. With Chasten, Pete Buttigieg's husband.
Really?
And Chasten was my closest friend in class, and I love him. Guess what? He would always tell me what he wanted me to do in the improv scene before he'd do it.
That's not cool. That's not what improv is about.
But
you liked him anyway.
He was taking it for fun.
Sure.
Like he's sweet, and he was like trying to have a fun time. And he'd be like, be the doctor. And I try to ignore him because I'm here for fun and business. I want to get good at improv.
Career,
I can't take in the ideas before the scene.
Now is this where you started in improv? Were you Groundlings or UCB or
what?
No,
this was in Chicago. And this was at a theater, God, what was it called? It wasn't one of the main ones, but I took all the main ones too as well.
Improv Olympic?
I took I.O., I took Second City, I took The Annoyance. But I will never, this was like at a black box, like theater underground.
Well, you, a couple of white people performing in a black box. I don't know what that.
And he every day would come in and tell me what you want to do. Be the doctor.
And you were okay with that?
What?
Or did you think it was a, you
know? No, I kind of tried to block it out, even though I did love him. Like he's right. And I still love him, and he's one.
Are you still in touch?
Once in a while, he'll write a nice message.
Aww. Aww.
But he has the twin children now.
He's busy.
Oh, yeah. Everyone hated that story. Great.
Well, I didn't know that you could do that. I thought he was breaking improv rules. But
great. I guess I'll go fuck myself.
Well,
I thought I had a big story.
What am I supposed to do?
There's a lot of podcasts that
will
like.
Buttigieg's husband.
You took improv with Pete Buttigieg's husband?
I think it was the lead up. I shouldn't have announced, oh, I got this big reveal. And then the sound cue comes in. I go, okay, I'm going to have to really. And then Dave, he didn't even crack a smile at the story.
He's I was doing this. I had my hand on my chin.
You guys thought it'd be someone even like crazier or something, I guess.
Yeah, like Joe Biden. I took improv with Joe Biden. can I just, I don't think I've been managing the show well because I have not properly explained where Megan and I are at mentally.
Mm. Come on, man.
Because we love show business. And we love helping. And we did this show last night, but what we didn't mention maybe
I'm sure we mentioned that we like helping too.
Yeah, we do love helping.
Yeah.
And giving. But the truth is, we did two shows last night.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the breaking news music? Doesn't matter. I'm just
kidding. And again, Tim, you did an amazing job.
Headline news.
I didn't get I go to bed at 10 o'clock on an average night and wake up at six. So last night, I didn't get home till 1 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And how do I go to sleep as soon as I get home? When you get home, do you go right to sleep? No.
Oh, after I watch 500 TikTok videos.
Yeah, exactly.
I go right to sleep after that. I will say earlier, you know, I was kind of playing around, but you were so funny last night. I was laughing so hard. I was crying, and it was so, so good. And then when I got off stage after my set, you were like, oh, you're done already? And I was like, oh, did you not see my set? And you're like, yeah, I went to get a drink.
No, that's not true. I saw your, look at you. Stop being such a bad person for laughs.
And I said, oh, you did? Well, the bar's in the theater. And you're like, oh, I went somewhere else.
I left the venue.
I was like, oh, okay.
I went to the bodega to get a soda. No, I watched both your sets.
Which
one was better?
Which one of mine?
Yeah.
I think the second one was a little looser. Dead silence. You thought the first one was better.
You know, the problem was both of our sets were similar to each other. Not to each other, but like did the same thing.
I thought
thing.
You were telling me that I copied your
no.
stuff. I was like, oh, okay.
I still want to do that one day, is go
do
out.
Do the same exact
thing. Yeah, and come, like, if Chelsea Peretti was also very funny, mm-hmm. and I would love to come out and, like, do a bunch of her jokes after she already went up.
Word for word is so, I've always thought that would be so funny.
But I guess maybe the surprise of your first set made mm-hmm. that a little more exciting for me.
Okay.
So if I had to rate them, they were both fantastic.
I tried to add, first set. I hate to say this, but I did try to add some different stuff to the second.
You absolutely did!
So you like the first one better because you've never seen me perform.
Never.
And then the second, you're like, I've seen this.
Yeah, this is getting a little old.
But I tried to switch it up, but to know that you watched it thinking, oh, not as surprising, then it makes me.
Know. Yeah, I know.
Do you ever see that someone's been at, oh, this person's seen my set a bunch. I better come up with like something crazy tonight.
No.
Yeah, me either.
No. But comedy is so dependent on surprise. Surprise.
But what about, oh, that's my favorite joke.
Oh, what?
You know?
Yeah, I guess I get some of that, too. You listen to that. Oh, I've been listening to this Mitch Hedberg record for the 50th time. You ever do that, Dave? Bring it back to him.
What was the helping part that you were saying?
The what?
The helping part. What was that part?
Well, we were doing a charity event, so we were helping.
Right.
But the point was, we're out of our minds because I was up too late.
Right? I was up too late and up very early.
Yeah. Did you have HMU come over and get you all ready for the show?
So I had hair and makeup come over around 3 a.m.
3?
And then...
That's a lot.
Sometimes I like to do a vocal coach sort of thing. So they
I hear
come
that.
Over at 4.
1, 2, 3.
And I like to do... Well, of course, I need some me time in the morning.
Yeah. I need an hour alone.
Oh, 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
2.
Light some incense and do some, you know, write in my diary and So, and here I am, and then, yeah. And I also came 3 hours early.
I know, you were here really early, yeah. Crack of dawn.
Every, can I mention
yes,
my
dilemma? Poor Vic is trying to get his word.
So much to say, not really, but there's, no, every morning at 4:45, my asshole neighbor across the street comes out with his huge motorcycle and just fucking
what?
It. And he intentionally, because he's going off to work and he's probably pissed he's got to go to work.
At 4:45? Where does he work?
I don't know.
These
don't know.
Fucking blue and collar he does it, working.
But he does it on purpose and he sets off all the car alarms.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Every day? Morning.
Yeah, yeah. It's sick. It's even weekends too. Like, he's got to go to work and everything, but like. I don't
he's
know,
mad at everyone that he has to go.
Yeah,
to
but I don't know what to do about it because I get it. It sucks to get up at that time, but it's like also
that's
it's like,
that's psychotic behavior.
And then,
behavior.
Then I'm like, oh, there he goes. And then I try to go back to sleep, and I can't.
I'd leave a note on his motorcycle.
Yeah, what's with these guys?
I'd fucking let their pop
car
tires.
Bike fatal forever.
Or disable the brakes.
Just do that.
If you disable, exactly. No, I'm serious. That'll if you disable the brakes and he's zooming away, be like. Bye bye.
Yeah, why don't you just?
And it's not. It's not illegal.
It's not.
It's like it's not illegal to turn someone's brakes off.
I'm sure that it's not illegal to turn someone's brakes off and then leave a note saying, "Well, maybe you don't do it next time."
Yeah. If you left a note, though, you could probably.
Right.
You don't want to leave that much evidence.
Uh-huh.
Just do it, but don't leave a note.
No, you got to do something louder an hour before he gets up.
Right. Ooh,
let him know what it feels like.
Uh-huh. We got a Hatfields and McCoys situation.
Or leave a note with somebody else's name on it. That would throw people off.
You just that's a good idea. Leave a note Rick. That says enough.
Enough. I'll just blast this.
Can I share a story about getting up in the middle of the night? It might take a few minutes.
We got time.
Please.
So we take a call and then I'll tease that story.
Oh now I'm
well, great.
Very
that's all
curious.
I'm gonna be thinking about.
I bet we won't get back to that story. We're just gonna keep
thinking. No, we have to. I have a fear of missing out on conversation.
Yeah.
So you I'll see? Be thinking of it.
Okay.
Foco.
I have fear of missing out on conversation. I'll be thinking about the story until you tell it.
Okay. Well, let's see if this person can raise the game, level up.
This is a nice story from Vinny.
Nick Carla.
Oh, Vinny.
Vinny has a nice
Vinny Boombat. What's that? Vinny Boombat.
Vinny, you're
Vinny
on.
Vinny Boombat.
Can you unmute?
Is it a reference? Or
it's a reference.
Oh, Vinny? This song makes me cry.
Can you guys hear me?
There you go.
This song makes me cry.
Does it? Does
yeah.
Vinny, what's the story, Matilda, buddy? What the hell's going on with your... Look at Meg. Wow, Megan, comment on what you're seeing right now.
Oh,
I want real time.
Is that like
I'll comment.
Parkour thing?
That's interesting, Mr. Flatbox World.
Yeah.
I bet it's for weasels. Is it for...
Whoa! Oh, you let your cat go that high?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Vinny, you need to keep the cat... That's crazy to be letting your animal go that high. He should not be higher than you.
But in the wild,
like
cats don't
the
live
vertical
in trees.
Exercise.
Wild
but they appreciate it. They appreciate it.
All right. Very quickly, Vinny, I know you have something meaningful and heartwarming to share with us. But.
He's feeling self-conscious about the cat. The cat
yeah,
wall.
I'm like easing away from it. Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember, I called in like last year around this time, and you might remember this brick wall that had stickers on it.
I did comedy there a few nights ago.
I called in when Tenacious D was on.
Well, you called in when Tenacious D was on, yes.
Yeah. And Jack Black at one point like offered me backstage passes, and I followed up on it and saw like, you know, if it could really happen. And sure enough, we got backstage passes. We went to the show, Tenacious D, like, you know, last week. It was incredible. It was one of the best shows I've ever been to.
But didn't when you called in to talk to Jack and Kyle, didn't you say that his movie School of Rock inspired you to become a teacher?
That's right. I'm a teacher, yeah, and I think that really resonated with him.
There he is.
Let's show the pics. Show the pics.
We got them up. We
oh,
got
there
them
you
up.
Go.
Are you doing a game sign?
Yeah.
Did Jack say anything about me? Did Jack say anything about me?
Yeah, we brought you up because he asked how I got in, and I'm actually wearing the shirt I wore.
All right, but get back to me.
Backstage pass. I was trying to do the Wayne's World, you know, thing, so... It was great. It was a great show. People were stage diving. I mean, it was in a theater, but people were still like crowd surfing. And I mean, it was one of the most metal shows I've ever been to. It was great, great blend of comedy and music. And
yeah,
just wanted to thank you guys.
Who was the opener?
Thank you guys for. Oh, that's it too. Dave Hill was the opener.
Oh, Dave Hill. Oh, yeah, he's great.
Dave Hill's great. And
Megan's got a question for you.
You do not need You do not need to be shy. You can ask for tickets to my one-woman show, Mama Do Not Come In Right Now. It's all about a solo trip I took to Seattle.
You coming to play those Texas sometime soon? Vinny.
You're talking over Megan, and I don't like it. This is not the GOP presidential debate.
He was about to say something about Dave Hill, I think.
If you want to come, you could just come out and say that. You don't have to tell the story and reminisce about the old times.
Don't beat around the bush.
If you want to see the one-woman show, all about a solo trip I took to Seattle, just ask.
I know. You do not need to tell this big story.
And also, I was wondering, did Jack Black say anything about his favorite female comedians? And name any of those.
A lot of Lisa Lampanelli talk.
Okay, yeah. All right. But you don't think he didn't say anything about anybody else, huh?
No, he didn't bring it up. I'm really trying to shoehorn this Dave Hill story in.
We'll have to save that for another time. I don't really need a Dave Hill story, honestly.
Okay. I appreciate it. Well, he's a good guy. Cowabunga Comedy. I think we're going to get Dave Hill to come out to Plano, Texas and do a show.
So what a relief.
We love Dave Hill, too. We love Dave Hill.
Thank you, Vinny. The other day, over the weekend, driving my kids around to go somewhere, and we're driving through Silver Lake, and there we see walking down the street Jack Black. And he was just walking down the street with his backpack on, and could I have stopped and said hello? Of course. But he had his headphones on, and he's motivated, and I'm in traffic.
Yeah.
But it was kind of cool because my kids know him very well, especially because of this goddamn Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, the Peaches song. I've heard this. All kids love that song now.
Yeah, they're obsessed with that song. So it was cool. I was like, "Hey kids, there's Jack Black," and they're like, "They literally like, oh, I thought you were pointing at a billboard, like." Because they know that I know him and everything.
Wait, they know him. They know they've met him though in real life too.
They did years ago, very briefly at a pool thing. Billiards.
Have they met Dave Hill? Because I'm still thinking about that. About the rest of that story.
Yeah, dying.
Oh yeah, what happened?
Yeah.
What?
It's very important, I moved on because I'm not interested.
Do you know the way that you stuck up for me in there? Was absolutely mesmerizing. I lost myself, that's why I'm being so earnest now, because I was okay. He just stuck up for me.
Yeah,
chivalrous. That was like a different level of friendship than like.
Well, let's talk about friendship. You know? Can we talk about friendship? Because the reason you're here, everyone loves you. You're having a great moment.
I don't think that Vinny was a fan.
That's okay. Vinny doesn't know shit. Okay. He's just finding out about Tenacious D, and it's 2023. But I guess I met you very briefly during the first Drop concert.
Mm-hmm.
Very probably, hey, Annie, thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
And then...
What did you think of me then? Because
I knew you were friends with Sarah Squirm.
But you didn't know me as myself.
No,
like,
we didn't
know each other yet. So it was kind of like Sarah's friends here.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And I'd heard rumblings that this is a new talent to be looking out
really?
For. But this is a hot shot coming up in the scene. And then you blow up, you get on some show, we're not going to mention it because we're on strike, and you're beloved, doing a lot of sponsored content, appreciate that. But then we're both in this movie.
What do you mean by that? What's the sponsorship that comes to mind first, though?
Well, just because you mentioned it last night.
Right, backstage. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you're clearly like... The Dunkin' Donuts commercial? Huh?
Are you talking about the Dunkin' Donuts commercial?
No.
I didn't get that.
No, we'll talk, that's for another time. But then we're both in New York to go to Chelsea Peretti's movie that we're both in. But again, we didn't work together on that
Not
movie.
Not even one day.
No. So there's no way to form any
You're
kind
right.
of...
You're right. I only saw you that day with Sarah, and then we did a full movie and didn't see each other during the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we had this little cast dinner before the movie, and I was like thinking about you and thinking, I want to know... First of all, I would love to have her on the show. And secondly, she seems like a funny person. Maybe I think I had an instinct that we might get along.
Sorry.
I won't know.
You okay?
It's like me with breadcrumbs. I'm sorry, I'm drinking down the wrong pipe.
It's like my breadcrumbs last night.
Oh, yeah, you were choking on the...
This show might be too inside. I don't know if it's like...
I think people can imagine, oh, you were choking on the breadcrumbs.
No, we want to hear more about the show that none of us went to.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not actually talking about that, but...
Tim, that's not the only thing you ate. The chicken in the bowl. He was eating little strips of chicken with nothing on it.
I was. But anyways, we had this dinner and we said, let's be
chicken
friends.
Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken.
Well, I think that it was such a fun dinner because we really got to know each other and there was lots of food there. There was pasta and there was bread. And I think we were kind of like, there was a lot of people there that were like, that we didn't know.
Yeah.
Right. And so we were kind of like, we kind of clung to each other.
Yes.
I think you even were like, please don't move from the seat.
Yes. Because then some executive would swoop in and like talk about.
Not that we don't like them. We love them. But it was more like, we have to stick together.
Yeah. And then last night you said, you had acknowledged you hadn't seen some of my work.
No, I said.
But you said, I know we would get along because we have the same sense of humor.
I did not say that I didn't see your work.
No.
What I said was, I go, oh, I haven't seen you perform live.
Oh, that's true.
I wasn't able to see you perform live yet.
That's true.
So Don't swim, they let Tim and Eric do their thing.
They were really good.
I was able to see Mr. Tim perform live, which was on my bucket list.
In life.
So I got to check that off last night.
Okay. Okay. I need to reset. I need to reevaluate a lot of things right now.
But guess what?
Yeah.
You've not seen me perform live.
And we broke that cherry last night. Not putting
us at the same level. I've been dreaming of seeing you live, whereas it sounds like you were like, okay, Sarah's friend. But I somehow got, you know, I sort of... Since I'm such a big fan of you, I think I manifested us becoming friends.
Yes.
Jim
and
Apple.
We'll see how it goes. What are we going to do? Go to the mall together?
Well, what were you thinking? Like, do you feel like I'm going to be a friend that's like invited to holiday dinner?
No.
Oh. Like
No. Dave Weigel's not even at that
one. Why did you laugh at that?
Oh, just the brio with which he said no. I thought that was really emotional.
You were not even barely looking at us during our big story about last night's
He's processing.
I was going back and forth. There's a video record somewhere of my reaction.
Are you going to do a story on this interview? Are you going to post something today about this?
There's not enough conflict. I only like to write. I mean, this is
not even one shared story.
I could tweet something, but I mean, like a full story, I need people to be yelling.
What would the tweet be? I had an amazing day.
Yeah, probably. Like if there's a selfie, maybe we'll even incorporate. I haven't thought about it yet.
Nice. All right, Dave, after going to the debates last night, who would you say? Who would you vote for if you had to pick one?
Look at Doug. Look at Doug. Very good.
Are you going to give Doug a hug?
Yeah, does Zach win a hug?
I
should.
Well, not yet. Well, it's just,
right. not with his
headphone situation.
He pinches.
I could do like a Christian side hug.
I mean, the answer, Christy's the most fun for like a content last perspective. Not that, and also, let's see, how would I put it? You want somebody who's gonna give you some banter. He's the same. They're all kind of the same on policy. They've all like moved to what Trump did, but I think Christy would go back and forth the most, and people would tune in again to what we're doing. Because right now, all the political news is just like Trump's on trial again. I think people pay attention to President Christy.
Can I get your take on this?
Yeah.
Because this is a hypothetical, perhaps maybe a slight wishful thinking from me. That are you okay?
I'm good. I just squinted. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you went into a real deep squint.
What a mess.
Deep squint.
You thought he was having a medical thing.
What are you, Mike Pence over there?
Oh, he squints really hard.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And he also, Pence does what I do sometimes, which is say something that he thinks is going to be funny and doesn't land.
Yeah, we have some clips of that.
But breathe really hard after he does that. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see that. Let's before we get into my theory.
Yeah.
And we have my medical Joe Biden story to talk about. My ears.
Oh, is this? I think I know which one this is going to be.
Oh, and this story. You had another story about like the middle of the night that we were not.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Also, Dave's wearing fun socks, I just realized.
Those are cute.
Oh, thank you. They kind of, they don't not go with the blazer. And
I am a young, vibrant man.
Are there many blazers in this studio? Is this weird that I'm wearing this?
I love it.
Okay,
I think
good.
It's like,
it looks great.
You're like right, as Trump would say, you're right out of Central Casting.
There are people, there's networks that have hired, promoted certain cameramen because he likes handsome men. There's but not in that way.
Who's he?
Trump respects handsome men.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He considers himself, you've seen the picture of him, like the painting where he's wearing like the tennis outfit.
Yeah.
That's how he sees himself. That's how he wants other people to look. And so it's noticeable, the people who cover him now, the cameramen, the shutters and like the film, really good looking, just like real workout constantly.
These are the people that work for him.
They're to cover him. The networks would be like, we need the best looking guy possible to cover Trump, because he'll comment on it. He'll stop and say, like, look at this guy. How much does he work out? And then once he starts talking, you get him on something else.
But yet they're still publishing pictures of him with his chin pulled back. What was that quote?
He said that.
All right, let's hear what Mike Pence. These are the zingers he had last night, Megan. Megan Pence.
Joe Biden doesn't belong on a picket line. He belongs on the unemployment line. I'm glad Vivek pulled out of his business deal in 2018 in China. That must have been about the time you decided to start voting in presidential elections. I served in Congress for 12 years, although it seemed longer. Chris, you mentioned the president's situation. My wife isn't a member of the teachers union, but I got to admit, I've been sleeping with a teacher for 38 years. For full disclosure.
See, these are comedians. These are performers. These are entertainers.
My question about that is, obviously, there's a lot, like, the horrible Christie.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else. His horrible Donald Duck line.
Yeah, that one didn't land.
He goes, they're going to start calling Donald Trump Donald Duck.
You want that one?
Because, do you want to hear this?
And I want to look at that camera right now and tell you, Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself. I know you're watching, okay? And you're not here tonight, not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record. You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
Dead silence. He needs a better landing because he was getting me going. I was like, he's about to do something funny.
It's like the fake tunnel from like Roadrunner. Didn't.
It's like, it's coming. The mm-hmm. Grand Slam's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He should have said it in the Donald Duck voice.
Yeah.
Do you feel like he was like, that did not land? Like, he immediately was like, okay, that didn't get a laugh.
No, his campaign was using it all day. They had Donald Duck memes.
They're putting, memes on. But that one, so my question is, that one's, look at that still of it. Ba-dum-bum,
ba-dum-bum. I thought he took a different spin on Donald Duck, because when you said he called him Donald Duck, I thought he was going to make fun of him being silly, but he was saying that he was ducking things.
That's a pun. Yeah. Right, that's a message to Luke. And
think
to keep our country gate.
So my question, though, Dave, is that's clearly those guys sitting around writing one-liners. Like, there's a one-liner written. There's somebody on the staff help. Maybe it's him, but somebody working that. They know they're going to hit that. But is Pence riffing when he says I've been sleeping with a teacher for 32 years?
That's also prepared? I've seen him say that in crowds in Iowa, and it's the same delivery and the same reaction, but it's like,
Jeb did the same thing when he was like pulling out of the race. Yeah. He said, I've been sleeping with this lady for whatever.
I'm going to go home and sleep about with her.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the context was that Christie had attacked Biden for sleeping with his wife. Because she's a member of the teachers union.
Oh.
He's like, he's been in bed with the teachers union. So it was both. Pence has this line. They all got the 100 things in the quiver, and he's like, I got this. Right. I have a line I've been saying for 10 years about how I sleep with a teacher. Here it comes. And it was when is he good? He's like, he's in this
Christie?
In this fracas. Well, everything slows down. There's some guys like time speeds up when you're listening to Ramaswamy or Haley, and everything kind of slows down and chills for Pence, and that's never good to a basis for a good one-liner.
Listen, I've got so much more to cover. I've got to talk about
your story,
my story. My theory for the next my sort of wishful thinking.
Okay,
I have some stuff I want to talk about.
I mean, who are you again, Vic? Vic's got.
I guess I want to know where the hell Perry Johnson is. Why?
Yes, we want to talk about Perry Johnson.
They're trying to keep him out.
But Matt, we're right at the hour mark, so that means we have to take a quick break.
We have 2 more minutes.
I know that. I'm
just
going
to take one more.
Let's take one more call.
Take a break? You want one more call?
We're getting the light like we did last night.
I hate getting the light. I go, please, just let us go.
Come on. Well, I get it for the early show because they have to turn over the
room.
Right,
the late night show, just let us loose.
Let's talk to Gav. Gav has some questions.
Uh-oh.
Right, Gav?
Oh, my God. Is this Gavin?
Let's go to break.
what's his name? Gavin from Vice, from the Proud Boys?
Gavin McGinnis.
Yeah.
McKinns, whatever his name
is. Yes, Gav.
Hello. I don't know. What's going on? I don't really know what the show is. I just joined because Megan Salt was guest.
What? Oh, my God.
Well, can I get your first reactions to the show?
I don't know what's going on.
Well, what do you mean you don't know what's going on? It's clearly just a bunch of people talking.
And are you in America?
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's almost 11 a.m.
Okay, because I thought it would be night. Okay, I don't know. Like, I'm just... Hi, Megan.
What time is it where you are? What time is it?
Oh, nearly 7 o'clock.
Do you like what the dynamics of the show, me and the guys?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it all. I am enjoying the show. I think it's great, guys.
And I'm trying to place the act... What is that? Is that you?
It's Northern Irish.
Oh, so are you up in Belfast?
Yeah.
That makes me feel amazing that I have somebody in Ireland celebrating me.
Truly. Do you know what?
How did you come to become a big Megan fan?
Just flat out listening to the podcast for something to do, and then just saw you at the Fringe twice.
Oh!
Oh my God, you're making me feel amazing. I really need to win.
How was she at the Fringe? And then I want to ask you how you liked it.
So good. I saw the first two shows. So good. So good.
Well, guess what? You were in the audience with my girlfriend. You're probably sitting next to my girlfriend.
No. Maybe. Who knows? I was front row both nights. I queued up. And then I asked for a poster.
You know, I got a really horrible review on that show. He said that was an egotistical monster that thought I was hilarious.
Who said this?
And guess what? I'm sorry that a comedian thinks she's funny.
Yeah, how dare you? But who gives a shit?
Well,
about
you know, he
reviews?
Gave a really good review to somebody who,
tell me during the break.
A sexual predator, but I don't know his name. But it was somebody whose show was about getting in trouble, and then now he's back, and he gave him an amazing review.
Goodness, oh wow! Well, a lot of these reviewers are dim-witted.
I think. Clever. If you're writing that bad of a review, it's like, okay, you want to eat my ass. Like, you're trying to have sex.
Sure.
Like, if you're writing that bad of a review, it's like you're obsessed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? In a way.
And at that point, just don't publish it. Like, you don't...
Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rib.
Thank you for coming to the show.
Yeah, thanks for your support.
Tim's upset because you haven't really said anything about the boys, and Dave hasn't.
No, he's new to the show. We welcome you it's an international show. You're going to love being a part of the community. It's a great group.
Okay.
And
you're being really sweet, and you're actually not mad at Gavin.
No, and Gavin, I just hope that war between the North and the rest of Ireland is resolved.
I'm going to sort it out. Don't worry.
All right. Thanks, Gavin. That brings us to our break. We'll be back with more. And you know where to find us on patreon.com/officehourslive.
About to hit 7K.
We're trying to get to 7K, 7,000 patrons. That's one of the higher patron accounts on the site.
Really smart. It's free for a week. You have no excuse.
7 days.
Oh, good. You wouldn't belong getting frosh, but.
You have a fan for life because you were so sweet about Gavin not knowing the show.
I know.
So now you have a fan for life.
I don't like how he kept saying, I don't know what's going on.
I didn't like that either.
You know what? Maybe he's got a point. Maybe it's something we should listen to. Maybe we should. Maybe this show should get buttoned up a little bit.
But they liked the show, though, so it seemed like just relax and enjoy. Because I think sometimes people are like, I need to know exactly what the, you know, just relax and enjoy, I'd say.
Gavin, stay with us for the next hour. We love you. Mm-hmm. And get all your Irish friends to join in. Huh? What if we become the number one podcast in Northern Ireland? How hard could that be? All right, folks, we'll be back in 5. Enjoy this command performance by our actual Secretary of State, Tony Blinken.
From the Great Muddy Waters.
Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/Office Hours Live. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/Office Hours Live to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette. In the world.